It's 30 years since the publication of the Vatican document on the family, Familiaris Consortio. The apostolic exhortation of Pope John Paul II was born after the 1980 Bishop's Synod on the family. Dr. David Thomas was an advisor to the US bishops at this international meeting in Rome. In this podcast, we look at how, in the Christian family of home and parish, we can support the Church's duty of care to the most vulnerable members of our society. Shouldn't we adopt them into our Christian family?
I really think we should. I am touched by that idea early on that we talked about before, about caring for the widows and the orphans, and would be ones that in the society around the time of the New Testament would be very, very vulnerable. If you think about the imagery of the New Testament in general, what we see there is basically a familial structure that is used to bring us the deepest understanding, I think, of what the kingdom of God is like. You know, it is very much a situation that we are all children of God, that we are all adopted by God, but the emphasis really should be on that three-letter word, all. I mean, the most powerful stories in the New Testament are about relations to those whom you wouldn't expect to be related to. The Good Samaritan. The story is basically about an outsider who, you know, did more than was expected to care for the, you know, the hurt or wounded person on the side of the road. There are situations where Jesus reaches out to Romans, to people who would be really considered outsiders. And my favorite example of that is tax collectors. There is multiple stories about Jesus and tax collectors in the New Testament, in the Gospels. And again, one of my favorites is the one of Zacchaeus, who would have been thought of by the people around as somebody they did not only not want to associate with, but certainly would never want to eat with. And here's what you have: Jesus stopping by the side of the road, recognizing Zacchaeus, inviting himself, so to speak, to dinner with Zacchaeus, and knowing the feeling about tax collectors and outsiders and how they would have been viewed by others in the society at that time. Well, what do you have? You have Jesus reaching out to the margins. Now, apply that to family. One of the things that we know about, in a sense, healthy families, and we all have elements of unhealth and health in our families, is that the healthier families seem to be those who are caring about what's going on outside the family boundaries. They care about the social issues of the day that affect others. They care about people in need. They care about helping in causes that, you know, reach out to those who are homeless and hungry and all of that sort of thing. The family can be viewed as like a citadel with high walls around it and keeping the bad world out. But I don't think that's the understanding of the Christian family. But when I did my work on my doctoral dissertation many, many years ago, I wrote about a Swiss-German theologian by the name of Karl Barth. What he wrote about family, it just stuck in my mind. He said, a family lives in a home that has open doors and open windows. It is so that the world could come in and the family can go out to the world. And that there is a direct social responsibility on all families, not only to care for their own, but also as much as they can to reach out and care for and serve the needs of others outside the family. Sometimes that may involve, something having to do with a financial contribution or sometimes something like that. But sometimes it means taking someone in, someone who has been overlooked or neglected or even abandoned. And it seems to me that that's one of the, in a sense, one of the hallmarks of the truly Christian family, is the family that's open, you know, to serve, just as God does, the needs of everyone. That's not easy for many because they have been given visions and images of others, outsiders, as being alien to themselves. But to come back to the original thought, we are all children of God. We are all members of God's family, and we ought to live that way as well.
Dr. David Thomas there, who was an advisor to the US bishops at the 1980 Bishops' Synod on the Family in Rome.